This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
More than 7 months into the pandemic, public health experts have made huge strides in understanding how to limit the spread of COVID-19. Much of it is simple: wear a mask, keep a distance, wash your hands. Yet many Wisconsinites are ignoring this guidance, causing hospitalizations and deaths to surge. As Bram Sablesmith explains, a key ingredient missing from the pandemic response is consistent messaging from government leaders.
Harper Martin knew her dad didn't have many years left, even before he caught the coronavirus. Her dad, Warren Shore, lived with Alzheimer's for a decade. He went into hospice care in March, one day before a safer at home order was issued in Wisconsin. Still, Martin was not expecting to lose him so suddenly.
My dad was waiting for his train, and a bus came sooner.
On July 10th, she went to the memory care facility where he lived in Racine and visited him for the first time since March. She wore a mask, gown, gloves, face shield, and booties for their final 30 minutes together.
I held his hand and I sang to him and I told him that I loved him.
He died the next day, 5 days after testing positive for COVID-19. The former minor league baseball pitcher, journalist, and author is among the more than 1,800 Wisconsinites who have died from the virus.
I just hate that he and so many other people's parents have been added to such an anonymous list.
Public health experts agree on how to prevent infections. It's a playbook that's existed for over 100 years. In fact, back in 1918, Wisconsin was the only state to adopt uniform shutdown measures to fight the misnamed Spanish flu pandemic. Historians credit those moves with limiting deaths. UW epidemiologist Ajay Sethi says a similar model could be effective right now.
You can stop COVID spread with enough PPE and enough precautions and enough buy-in from everybody.
But the state's response to COVID-19 does not have buy-in from everybody. Instead, the tools that public health experts know are effective have become mired in partisan politics. Dominique Brossard is chair of the Department of Life Sciences Communication at UW-Madison.
Unfortunately, we're having a pandemic, election year, in a swing state.
The Republican-controlled legislature successfully sued to end Safer at Home and pushed back against Evers' subsequent orders, a mask mandate and indoor capacity limits. They claim Evers has overstepped his authority, but have offered no plans of their own to slow the virus. Meanwhile, some state Republicans continue to flout the mask mandate at meetings and rallies, some of them indoors, where the virus is more likely to spread. Brossard says all that dueling messaging and legal whiplash
increase the confusion about what was the best thing to do.
Wisconsinites are living and dying with the consequences. The state ranks third in coronavirus infections per capita and ninth in per capita deaths. Similar spikes have prompted even reluctant governors to take action in states like Florida, Arizona, and Texas, where mask mandates and bar closures helped cases fall. But public health experts worry it will take more deaths in Wisconsin before the state leaders unite on a plan. And the failure to control the virus is leaving more families to grieve people like Dwayne Bark. A popular school superintendent, mentor, and former football coach, Bark battled COVID-19 for 3 months in a hospital in Fond du Lac. His oldest son, Bradley, said it was surreal.
This is our hero. This is our mentor. This is our coach. This is our dad that is laying in there with a tube down his throat just to help him breathe.
The family suspects a friend brought the virus into their home during a maskless visit. Four members of the house were hospitalized, but only Dwayne succumbed in October, surrounded by his family. They gathered carefully at a funeral home to pay their last respects and plan to hold a larger celebration of Dwayne's life on his July birthday, assuming group gatherings are once again safe. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.